702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up just around the corner, I'm going to let you hear from the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Because what the former president did yesterday, I thought was absolutely wonderful. He framed the Biden border crisis, which I think, you know, bears his name for a reason, and the Biden crime wave, which also is equally deserving. That's one of the things that I think is going to be a part of the 2022 midterms. And it's why I honestly believe that Republicans, if they don't get in their own way, have a chance to turn back the clock and essentially let the Republicans regain control of the Senate and the House, take the gavel away from folks like Chuck Schumer and people like Nancy Pelosi. I really honestly believe that that's going to be what happens. So I'll let you hear from the president as he frames that issue perfectly in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
The Bucks rebounded for a 120-100 win over the Suns in Game 3 of the NBA Finals Sunday. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 41 points and 13 rebounds for Milwaukee. Chris Paul with 19 points for Phoenix. Dustin Poirier victorious again over Conor McGregor at UFC 264. Poirier winning the trilogy fight by TKO after McGregor suffered a broken leg in Round 1. He would leave the octagon in a stretcher and later undergo 3 hours of surgery, repairing fractures in his tibia and fibula. Novak Djokovic claimed his 20th Grand Slam title Sunday, defeating Matteo Berrettini in the Wimbledon final. The Grand Slam win ties Djokovic with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for the record. Djokovic with 3 straight Wimbledon wins and now 6 overall. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
In some places, it's always rush hour, and the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars. The morning rush can be a beautiful thing. With the right granola bar, that is. Take a moment and take in the outdoors with Nature Valley crunchy bars.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Babwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright.
South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
foul. Throw in the towel.
History.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Cleanup continues on an earlier injury accident on the east side of town as you head toward Henderson right now. 95 southbound after Flamingo is where it is. It is on the right shoulder out of the travel lane, so watch after that if you're heading that way. Southbound 95 again after Flamingo. The Sahara on-ramp to get on the northbound 15 being cleared of an injury accident right now. Also a Henderson wreck on Pecos right at 215 and in North Las Vegas at Bonanza and Martin Luther King Boulevard. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I promised you I would let you hear from the president. If you've been listening throughout the day, they have what they call promos, little teaser things that that we record. And one of the things I promised you was that if you joined us today, we'd let you hear highlights from the CPAC speech, which was, I thought it was one of his better speeches. He was energized, great crowd, they loved him. But the one thing that the president did, which I thought was, former president, did was he highlighted how the Biden border crisis has now led to the Biden crime wave. This is cut number five. This is the former president yesterday at CPAC.
We created the most secure border in all of American history by far. Biden's border crisis is also helping drive an unprecedented crime wave. And you see the crime wave. Even without this, you see all in Democrat-run cities. Please remember that. The bloodshed and violence in these cities is reaching epidemic proportions. Homicides are up 42% in Los Angeles, 37% in Philadelphia, 68% in Atlanta, and over 500% in Portland over this time last year. Think of that. Portland, what they did to Portland, and nothing happens to Antifa, and nothing happens to BLM, people that are patriots or conservatives or Republicans. They stay in jails for extended periods of time, and they destroy their lives. We're not going to take it anymore. In New York City, crime is out of control. It's at record levels with nobody being prosecuted except, of course, innocent Republicans are being prosecuted. The Democrats know their policies on crime are so unpopular, so radical, so crazy. They are now trying to pretend they never led to defund the police movement in the first place. Disinformation. We never said defund the police. You know who did it? The Republicans did it. And after a while, people actually believe this stuff. But now they're saying defund the police. Well, we didn't say it. It was the Republicans. It's called disinformation. You have to be wise to it. It's very simple. If you support defunding the police, vote for the radical left Democrats, and you see what's happening to the cities where they defunded the police. There's never been anything like it. If you want more police and more cops on the streets, vote for America First Republicans. Or, let's put it very simply, vote for MAGA. Make America great again. MAGA. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
Yeah, I thought that was great. The president was so much on his game. And one of the things that I found interesting yesterday at CPAC was the fact that the president essentially laid out what the next 16 months are going to be about. And the next 16 months are going to be about the midterms, turning the Senate around, turning the House of Representatives around, and everything we do, everything has to be pointed at that. Everything. We need to be singularly focused on that and only that. And in fact, the president made a point. In just a couple of minutes, we'll let you hear more from the president, because he personally set his sights on the midterms. And one of the things that I found interesting about the speech, he didn't just say, "Yeah, we're gonna gear up for the midterms." He talked about what the terms are going to be, what the issues are going to be, and the issues are very simply going to be law and order, the Biden border crisis, the Biden crime wave, the Biden economy, and there's just no getting around it. That's what this is going to be about. Now, one of the things that we're going to do in our next segment is I'm going to let you hear the former president in his own words setting his sights on the midterm elections. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you actually watched, because I know Fox carried it, or at least most of the speech. It was really good, and he's always good at CPAC for some reason. When he's there, and it's a conservative group, they love Donald J. Trump. But one of the things I've found interesting is that the president set his sights on the midterm elections. This is cut number 7. The former president yesterday in Dallas, Texas.
Now, for the next 16 months, we must pour every ounce of our energy into winning a historic victory in the midterm. We will never give up our search for truth and justice for what happened in the corrupt presidential election of 2020, because without that truth, we cannot have an honest election in 2022 or 2024, no matter what they want to tell you. And our country will soon stand proudly for free and strong and proper elections again. The election fraud of 2020 is the single most requested topic for me and others to talk about, ahead of the border, even ahead of crime, because think of what they've done. What they've done is so sad. Look what's happened to our country in just a short number of months. Everyone here today and every conservative all across our land needs to decide right now that together we will save this country. We must decide that we will not stop, we will not rest until our American heritage of freedom, liberty, and justice is once again safe and once again secure.
I just thought the president was outstanding, and what is interesting, a new poll just out shows voters' views on possible Republican candidates for president, and Donald Trump dominated the field. Voters gave Trump a 55 percentage point lead over the competition. The next closest candidate, unsurprising, Ron DeSantis. And by the way, if the president would not run, DeSantis would be a guy I'd look at real closely. But he only got 9% in this poll that came out at the head of the CPAC convention. So he only got 9%. Donald Trump with a 55% lead over his nearest challenger. So I'll just say, and by the way, I don't know where Mike Pence was on that poll. I'll look that up. But it was just absolutely a spellbinding speech. He loves doing that. The other major event nationally over the weekend, other than Conor McGregor losing, nobody expected that, was Richard Branson going into space. Not for long, but enough to be weightless. And it was so cool about it? The government wasn't anywhere to be found. NASA wasn't anywhere to be found. This was all Virgin Atlantic. It was all Sir Richard Branson. I mean, it was. And that, to me, was a major, major accomplishment. The idea of being able to take customers into space, customized or customer-based space travel. Now, granted, this was only go up, I think it was 53 miles, something like that, and then go into space for a while, and then come back to Earth. I thought it was an amazing accomplishment by the Virgin people and the team. But the fact that the government wasn't anywhere to be found, I absolutely love it. Now, Sir Richard Branson was on CNN just a couple of hours after landing. I mean, this thing was done very loosey-goosey. This was not like to NASA standards. But it was fascinating to me to see Richard Branson just a couple of hours removed from the Unity spacecraft. And his reaction, this is cut number three, by the way. This is Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson to you, by the way, on his reaction to the trip into space. This is from CNN. Here it is.
You just fulfilled a lifelong dream. And I know you said earlier that you couldn't find the words to describe it, but you've now been back on Earth for a couple of hours. So tell us, what was this experience like for you?
Look, I've dreamt of going to space since I was a kid. I've always pictured what it would be like. And it was just far more extraordinary than I could ever imagined. From going 0 to 3,000 miles an hour in 7 or 8 seconds, being pressed back into the seat, the roar of the rocket, to arriving in space, and the silence, to looking out of the window, to seeing our glorious Earth, the colours of the sky, to unbuckling and floating, just going off to the ceiling and floating, looking back down in these big windows that are now the spaceship's upside down, facing back down to the Earth, seeing these three float around underneath me like giant fish. Get out of my way! I want to see the Earth. and then of course when we came back into the Earth's atmosphere, the shuddering as the spaceship comes back in. Anyway, we just had a pretty extraordinary day.
Congratulations, you guys, again. But it had to have been surreal for both of you.
I still sort of feel in my whole life, I've just been so fortunate and you sort of, that I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and I found that it was dreaming. I mean, it was just like the most incredible dream, and we're all just so lucky to have been able to participate in it.
Now, Richard, you have long spoken about the overview effect. Anyone who's gone to space often refers to the overview effect, how it fundamentally changes them and they become, a steward of Earth. Did you experience that?
It sort of capped it off for me. I mean, I will now spend, and I promise, I will now spend the next, I'm an optimist, the next 30 years of my life, doing everything I can to protect the species on this beautiful Earth, to, work on climate change issues, to work on, trying to stop the degradation of our rainforests, to, just all the things that are going the wrong way, just to do everything we can to make them go the right way.
Sir Richard Branson, I don't know that much about him other than Virgin Atlantic and the airlines and the hotels and all of that stuff. But I'm just going to tell you this. I'm more amazed that he didn't make more of the whole issue of this is the private sector at work. Government, get the hell out of the way. I'll handle this. there just wasn't a lot in the post-landing comments about why this is so marvelous. The fact that the government just gets the hell out of the way. And maybe we need more of that. By the way, let's see. Sir Richard Branson, big winner over the weekend. Conor McGregor, no, kind of a loser. Donald J. Trump, big winner. And YouTube, a big loser. We'll tell you why coming up in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The American Conservative Union, the folks that bring you CPAC, they are saying today that YouTube effectively canceled its ability to live stream former President Trump's speech yesterday or any of the rest of the organization's America Uncanceled. I had trouble finding the whole C-SPAN network. Not C-SPAN, but CPAC network. Essentially, Conservative Political Action Conference over the weekend was canceled out by YouTube. This is what Matt Schlapp, he's been on the show before, ACU chairman, said, quote, "It is clear that YouTube censored CPAC because we stood with former President Donald Trump on his lawsuit against big tech. This is yet another example. Again, this is Matt Schlapp. This is yet another example of big tech censoring content with which they disagree in order to promote the political positions they favor. The ACU, the American Conservative Union, says it learned that its account was